Chapter 1. The Meeting. I was on holiday in England when I first met the interesting stranger that I am going to tell you about. As I have always been interested in castles, I had decided to visit Warwick Castle, which has an unusual collection of suits of armor. While I was walking around the castle on a guided tour, one of the other tourists started talking to me. He had a wise, faraway look in his eyes, and it was difficult to tell how old he was. During our conversation, I found out that we were staying at the same hotel. While we were following the guide, the stranger had to stop several times to catch his breath. He didn't look well. We walked along slowly, and I enjoyed listening to him talk. He seemed to know a lot about history, and especially about the time of the legendary King Arthur. He told me a great deal about the knights of King Arthur's court and the armor that they wore.
"Look at the long spear next to that suit of armor," said the stranger. "The spears were always kept sharp, and they were polished every day until they shone. You had to get out of the way very quickly if you had one of those flying at you."
I noticed something strange about the things the man told me. He talked about the knights of King Arthur's court as if he knew them well. His eyes stared straight ahead when he spoke, like someone dreaming. Suddenly, he turned to me and asked,
"Have you ever met a knight?"
I was very surprised by this unusual question. "How could I possibly have met a knight?" I replied. "They lived more than 1,000 years ago." The stranger looked very serious. He didn't seem to think that the idea was strange at all. I waited for him to explain himself, but our conversation was interrupted by the guide, who had stopped next to a suit of armor.
"This armor is from the time of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table," the guide explained. "The armor belonged to one of King Arthur's knights. Look at the round hole in the left side. People say the hole was made by a bullet. There weren't any guns in the 6th century, so the hole was probably made much later, after the invention of guns."
The stranger smiled mysteriously and whispered,
"No, the hole wasn't made later. I remember the day it happened."
Then, after a pause, he added,
"I made the hole myself."
I was shocked by this remark. What did the man mean? I turned to look more closely at the small round hole in the armor. When I turned back towards the stranger, he had disappeared.